Today is December 2nd. It's been 1 year since terrorists killed 14 people in San Bernardino at the Inland Regional Center. We're going to take a few moments now to hear the story of one of the people who died that day, San Bernardino County worker Damian Mines.
My name is Trenna Mines.
My name is Tina Mines.
My name is Tanya Mines, and I am the youngest daughter of Damian Mines.
And I'm the eldest daughter of Damian Mines.
And I'm the wife of Damian Mines.
He was one of the victims killed in the December 2nd attacks in San Bernardino.
My husband was very intelligent. Very funny.
He liked fixing things up and kind of tooling around with them. And
he liked to work on cars.
My father was working on a 58 Packard.
It wasn't always the Packard. I mean, before that, it was some car from the 1920s, I want to say.
Which we still have in the garage.
Yeah, we've had a car in the garage my whole life. He was a car junkie. He did the same thing with both my sister and I, where he'd teach us what he could about cars and how to drive and
how to change tires and
change brake pads and rotors. And he wanted us to be self-sufficient as possible just in case, and just because he thought it was good to teach people things and for them to know how to do stuff.
Like all good dads do.
I remember the morning very well. He had told me the night before that there was a change in plans for the following day, and he was told at 5 o'clock to go ahead and cancel those plans and then go to a meeting. And I asked where the meeting was, and he said he didn't know. And I didn't like that he was going to work that day, and I just had a feeling, and I called him back even in the room. And I said, well, you're going to the meeting. And he said, yes. And I said, then you're coming home, right? And he said, yes. I hear about it on the news that there is a shooting in San Bernardino.
I knew that that wasn't my father's building, so I wasn't too worried about his safety.
I text him and ask him if he's anywhere near there, if the meeting is anywhere near there. He doesn't answer. I keep texting him and he doesn't answer. So I call his friends and he said that yes, that the meeting was held in one of those buildings.
My mom called me.
I got a phone call from two of my coworkers
and asked me if I had seen the news. And I said yes. And she told me that my dad was in that building.
He was in a meeting that was there.
And at that point, you know, everything in the world kind of stops.
I miss his hugs. He was a bigger man, and he had very long arms that he could wrap all the way around you. And he would pull you in close and wrap his arms, just kind of give you a little squeeze. And then he'd give you a little kiss on the forehead.
I miss his jokes, even though he was so smart and was so wise, he found a way to add levity to a lot of situations.
I miss his very presence. He was the best part of the two of us.
That was Trenna, Tina, and Tanya Mines talking about Damian, the family's patriarch. He died a year ago today at the terrorist attack in San Bernardino.